诸位弟兄姐妹，复活节快乐！哈利路亚，主复活了。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you, and happy Easter. The Lord is risen.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你为我们的罪死在十字架上，第三天复活了。
Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for you sent your Son to die for our sin, and on the third day, your Son raised.
我们聚集在这里来庆祝你是一位活活的主上帝。
We come together in front of you to commemorate that you are an everlasting God.
感谢奉靠耶稣基督的圣灵。
We thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 上个礼拜五纪念耶稣基督为我们世界上的人的罪受难，被钉十字架，三天后他复活了。
In the past Friday, we commemorate that Jesus Christ suffered for our sins and died on the cross, and he has risen on the third day.
今天我们一起来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
And today, let us celebrate that Jesus Christ has risen.
在路加福音，刚才我们所读的经文，路加二十四章里面呢，记载耶稣被钉十字架的第三天，一些的妇女以悲伤的心情，带着一些的香料到耶稣的坟墓那里。
In Luke 24, it recorded that on the third day of the crucifixion,Some women took the spices to the tomb in sorrow.
他们带一些香料，香料就是为了要防止尸体的腐化。
The spices were for the purpose to preserve the body.
他们认为这是他们对耶稣所能做最后的一件事情。
They thought it was the last thing they can do for Jesus.
当他们进入墓穴之后，却看不到耶稣的遗体。
After they entered into the tomb, however, they did not see Jesus' body.
忽然间有两位天使向他们显现在第五节那边说，你们为什么在死人中找活人呢？
And suddenly, two angels appeared to them, saying, Luke 24:5.
第六、第七节说，他不在这里，他已经复活了。要记得他在加利利时向你们所说过的话。他说：“人子必须交在罪人手中，钉在十字架上，在第三天复活。”
He says that, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners."Be crucified, and on the third day, be risen again.
圣经告诉我们说，这些妇女她们就很快的将耶稣的复活传给她的十一个门徒以及一些的妇女。
The Bible tells us that the woman made haste to tell the news to the 11 disciples and to other women.
二十四章第十一节说，可是使徒以为这些妇女。胡说八道，没有相信他的话。
But as we see in Luke 24:11, but they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense.
耶稣门徒当中最活跃的彼得，他亲自跑到耶稣的坟墓那里去看，他看见那包着耶稣身体的那一块纱布留在那里。
And Peter.The most active disciples of Jesus. Peter himself ran to Jesus' tomb, but he only saw the strips of linen lying by themselves.
看了之后他就回去了，便对所发生这些事情，圣经里面记载说，感到非常的惊奇。
And he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
意思就是，彼得不确定。到底发生了什么事？他想不通。
This shows that Peter was not sure what had happened. He just couldn't figure it out.
虽然耶稣复活了，但耶稣的门徒呢，他们还处在一种忧伤失望的当中，他们以为他们失去了所跟随的主。
Even though Jesus has risen, Jesus' disciples were still in sorrow and disappointment because they thought they had lost their Lord.
当我们继续看整个路加二十四章里面，我们将看到耶稣的复活，并且他来到门徒的当中跟他们相遇。
But as we shall see in Luke 24, the risen Jesus then appeared before the disciples and met with them.
所以我们共同从路加二十四章耶稣复活的记载来领受神的话语。
Let us together receive the word of God from Luke 24.
首先我们来看复活的主与我们同行。
The first message, the risen Lord works with us.
路加福音二十四章十三节以后继续告诉我们，耶稣复活的当天有两个门徒从耶路撒冷要走路七英里的路呢，到另外一个地方叫做以马处斯的地方。
Starting from Luke 24:13, we see that on the day of Jesus' resurrection, there were two disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, a village that was 7 miles away.
他们因耶稣被钉十字架惨死，心里感到非常的忧伤。
They were in great sorrow because of the crucifixion.
当他们两个人在走路的当中彼此来谈论所发生在耶稣的身上的这件事的时候，耶稣亲自来就近他们，与他们同行。
As they were walking and talking about everything that had happened, Jesus himself came up and walked with them.
但是他们的眼睛迷糊，他们认不出耶稣来。
But they were kept from recognizing him.
路加二十四章十七节说，耶稣问他们：“你们一边走一边谈论什么呢？”他们就站住，满面愁容。
In Luke 24:17, he asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast.
十八节说，其中一个名叫格柳巴的问耶稣，难道你是耶路撒冷的居民中唯一不知道这几天在那边发生了什么事的人吗？
And then one of them named Cleopas asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?"
如果用我们今天的话来说的话，就是说，这几天来，你都没有看 CNN 的头条新闻，或者其他的电视台的新闻吗？
So in today's world, it's just like, are you the only one who does not watching the breaking news on CNN or other channels?
你不知道在过去这个礼拜当中所发生的大事吗？
Don't you know the things that have happened over the past week?
耶稣问说，什么事呢？
And Jesus asked, what things?
他们告诉耶稣说，就是有关耶稣的事。
They replied, about Jesus of Nazareth.
他是个先知，在神和众人面前说话都是有力量。
He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people.
二十节到二十一节，他们继续说，我们的祭司长和首领竟把他解去判死刑，钉在十字架上。我们原来盼望他就是要来拯救以色列的那一位。不但如此，这事已经发生三天了。
And in Luke 24:20-21, they continue saying that the chief priest and our rulers hand him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel, and what is more, It is the third day since all this took place.
耶稣已经复活了，并且来到了他们当中，与他们同行，并且跟他们谈话。
Jesus has risen and came up to walk with them and talk with them.
那为什么他们认不得耶稣呢？
But why didn't they recognize Jesus?
因为他们忧伤。
Because of sorrow.
忧伤使他们的眼睛迷糊，看不清楚真相。
It was sorrow that keeps them from recognizing the truth.
忧伤限制了他们的视线。
And it was sorrow that restrained their vision.
在创世纪二十一章记载，亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉叫亚伯拉罕将他的使女夏甲以及亚伯拉罕跟夏甲所生的孩子赶出去。
In Genesis 21, we see that it records that Sarah, the wife of Abraham, asked Abraham to get rid of both his female servant Hagar and the boy that Hagar brought forth for him.
当夏甲与小孩子出去之后，在别示巴的旷野迷路了。
So Hagar and the boy went on their way, and they wandered in the desert of Beersheba.
创世纪二十一章十五节说，水喝光了，他就把孩子放在树下。
In Genesis 21:15, when the water in the skin was gone, she put the boy under one of the bushes.
十六节继续说，自己跑到离孩子约一箭之远的地方坐下。他自言自语，我不忍看着我的儿子死，他就坐在那里放声大哭。
And continue in verses 16. Then she went off and sat down about a bowshot away, for she thought, I cannot watch the boy die. And as she sat there, she began to sob.
意思就是在旷野里面迷路，水又喝光了，这是一件非常危险的事。
It is a very dangerous thing to get lost in the desert and without water.
夏甲不忍心看到孩子因此而死，并且他的生命也同样处在危险的情况当中，所以当他想到这里的时候，他就放声大哭。
Hagar was sobbing because she was so worried about her son and her own life.
夏甲在那种处境当中，心里忧伤慌张其实在他旁边就有一口水井，他竟然看不到。
In such a situation, Hagar was so preoccupied, and she did not notice that there was actually a well of water nearby.
在创世纪二十一章继续十九节那边，接着神开夏甲的眼睛，使他看到一口井他到井边把皮带盛满了水给小孩子喝。
In Genesis 21:19, then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water, so she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink.
夏甲遇到了绝望的处境，心里焦虑紧张，甚至就是在他旁边一口井他也没看到所以神开了他的眼睛让他看到。
Hagar was in despair and did not see the well of water just nearby, but God opened her eyes that she may see.
就好像这样，耶稣复活的当天，耶稣的两个门徒因为他们已经失去了素来所盼望要拯救以色列的耶稣，在十字架上死了他们的心里，圣经描写说极为忧伤，因此甚至耶稣来到他们的面前的时候，他们认不出耶稣来。
In a similar situationOn the day of Jesus' resurrection, the two disciples of Jesus were filled with great sorrow because they thought their Savior Jesus has been crucified and died.
另外我们也看到他们也有一个先入为主的观念，认为说人死了就死了，不可能复活了。
And we see that they preconceived that there is no way for dead to become alive.
照一般的常理就是这样，人死了就死了，不能够再复活，没有复活的希望了。
The dead is the dead and cannot be alive.
因此，基于以上这些的因素，耶稣虽然活了，来到他们当中，跟他们同行，与他们说话，他们也认不出他来。
Therefore, the two disciples could not recognize the risen Jesus, even if he was walking with them and talking with them.
后来到了当天晚上，耶稣与这两个门徒吃饭的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢，拨开，递给他们。那个时候，他们的眼睛才明亮。
It was only until that evening, when Jesus was with them at the table, taking the bread and giving thanks, and breaking the bread and giving it to them, it was until then that their eyes were opened.
他们认出是耶稣来了。
And then they recognized Jesus.
他们的眼睛打开了
，Their eyes were opened.
他们耳朵打开了
，Their ears were cleared.
我们来看两张照片。
So let us look at those two photos.
这个很有趣，在印度有一种特别的行业，就是牵耳朵。
In these two photos,
要你晒。
In these two photos, it shows that in India there is a kind of occupations that people help other people to clear their ears.
在街头牵耳朵的人呢，他们在街头上，在车站，在市场，在医院前面呢，来替人牵耳朵，尿一晒。
These ear cleanersWalks on street, in stations, in marketplace, and in theaters.
他们会来向你招呼，这个要你让他们给他们牵耳朵。
They will come to you and greet you and promise to offer you a good cleaning in the ears.
这也让我们想到，或许我们属灵的耳朵被塞住了。
And this reminds us that perhaps our spiritual ears were also clogged.
听不到神对我们的说话。
And we could not hear God's words.
或许我们属灵的眼睛被蒙住了，认不出耶稣来。
And perhaps our spiritual eyes were shut, and we could not recognize God.
我们需要恳求圣灵来开我们的耳朵，能够听到他的话。
We must ask the Holy Spirit to clear our ears that we may hear.
能够打开我们的眼睛来看到主在我们身上奇妙的作为。
To open our eyes that we may see.
今天复活的主一来到，也是来到我们当中，跟我们同行。他是一位活活的主，他来到我们人生各样的处境当中，来跟我们同行。
And today, the living Lord is walking with us through our lives. He is the living Lord. He is with us throughout all seasons of life.
或许我们遭受到一些特别的困难问题。痛苦等等，导致我们的心里忧伤挂虑，因此我们的耳朵好像听不见主的声音，我们的眼睛好像是模糊的，认不出耶稣来。
We might be caught up in certain situation, difficulties, problems, and pains, so that worries and sorrows fill our hearts, and we are kept from hearing and seeing the Lord.
其实圣经就是要告诉我们主已经来到我们的身旁，跟我们说话，跟我们同在了。
In fact, the Lord Jesus, he has come up to us, and talking to us and being with us.
正如耶稣复活的当天，两位门徒在忧伤的当中，耶稣来到他们当中，要他们知道他是一位复活的主。我们也恳求主，也打开我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵，能够来看出认识，他是我们的主。
Just like on the day of Jesus' resurrection,Jesus came up to the two disciples and to make them know that he is the living Lord. He is the living Lord, and we ask him to clear our ears and open our eyes to recognize that he is the risen Lord.
第二，我们接受复活的基督为我们的主。
The second message, receiving the risen Christ as the Lord.
当拿破仑论到耶稣的时候，他说耶稣不仅仅是一个人而已。
Napoleon once said that he thinks Jesus is not merely a man.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣确实不仅仅是一个人，他也是神道成肉身到这世界上来。
The Bible tells us that indeed Jesus is not merely a man.He is God, the Word become flesh into this world.
他是一位完全的人，他也是一位完全的神。
Jesus is both fully human and fully God.
约翰福音十四章第九节，耶稣说：“人看了我，就是看见的父。
”In John 14:9, Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
所以耶稣意思就是说。他就是上帝本身。
This means that Jesus said that he himself is God.
神借着耶稣基督到世界上来替我们赎罪。
God made Jesus into this world for the atonement of our sins.
当那两位门徒在路上跟耶稣谈话的时候，他们问耶稣这个跟耶稣谈话的时候，他们向耶稣说：“祭司长和当时的宗教领袖将耶稣钉死在十字架上，并且耶稣已经死了三天了。”
The two disciples on the road told Jesus that the chief priests and the rulers crucified Jesus, and it is the third day since all this took place.
在二十五节到二十七节，耶稣对他们说：“无知的人啊！”先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白。
In Luke 24:25-27, Jesus said to them, "How foolish you are!"And how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
耶稣向这两位门徒来讲解，他就是旧约里面众先知所预言那一位要临到世界的救主。
Jesus explained to the two disciples what was said in the scriptures, explaining that he is the Savior.
他必将受害牺牲他的生命，并且复活之后成为荣耀的基督。
And he must suffer, give up his life, and then resurrect to become the glorified Christ.
当耶稣与那两位门徒快到以马处斯的时候，圣经记载说耶稣好像要继续往前走。
As Jesus and the two disciples approached the village Emmaus, and it reads that in the Bible, Jesus continued on as if he were going farther.
19节说，他们却挽留他说，太阳已经下山，天就黑了，前跟我们住下吧。耶稣就进去跟他们住下。
It seems that as if Jesus was going farther, but we see that in Luke 24:29, But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is near evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them.
意思就是说，主耶稣他不强迫我们接受他。
This implies that the Lord does not force us to receive him.
他要我们甘心乐意地接受他。
He wants us to gladly receive him.
启示录三章二十节说，看啊，我站在门外叩门，凡听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
In Revelation 3:20, here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me.
意思就是耶稣要我们甘心乐意地打开我们的心门来接受他。
It means that Jesus wants us to gladly receive him with our holy heart.
我们继续看，那这两位跟耶稣同行的门徒到底是谁呢？
So let's see who were these two disciples that were working with Jesus.
路加二十四章十八节说，两人中有一个名叫格柳巴的。
In Luke 24:18, it says one of them named Cleopas.
啊，格柳巴是谁呢？
Who is this Cleopas?
有很多人以为这两位门徒都是男性的，啊，格柳巴和另外啊一位男性的门徒。
Many people thought they were both male disciples, Cleopas and the other one.
但是当耶稣与他们到了以马忤斯的时候，他们向耶稣说，天已经黑了，啊，请留下来跟他们同住。
When Jesus and the two had reached Emmaus, they told Jesus, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening."
圣经学者的研究说，他们两个人可能是夫妇。
Bible scholars say that they were a couple.
并且那是他们的家，所以他们邀请耶稣住在他们的家。
And they asked Jesus to stay at their home.
耶稣接受了他们的邀请，留下来住。
And Jesus accepted the invitation and stayed.
路加二十四章三十节说，到了坐席的时候，到了吃饭的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，拨开递给他们。
In Luke 24:30, when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them.
意思就是耶稣被邀请啊，来在这个家庭里面来过夜。当他们吃晚餐的时候，应当是主人来拨饼、来祝谢、来递饼给客人才对。啊，反而耶稣扮演着主人的角色。
Jesus was invited to stay with this family for a night at the dining table. Conventionally.The host would take the bread, give thanks, break it, and give it to the guests. But here we see that Jesus acts as the host.
所以圣经学者在研究，有可能，这就是表示这一对夫妇他们尊耶稣基督为他们的主。
This shows that the couple honor Jesus Christ as their Lord.
当耶稣拿起饼来祝谢递给他们的时候，在三十一节继续说，他们的眼睛明亮的，就认出他来。
When Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and gave it to them, in Luke 24:31, then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him.
那为什么他们到了这个时候才认出耶稣来呢？
Why did they only recognize Jesus at such a moment?
圣经的学者告诉我们说，因为当耶稣举起饼来啊，祝谢分饼给他们的时候，他们看到了耶稣手上的钉痕。
Bible scholars tell us that because as Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and began to give it to them, they saw the scar in the hand of Jesus.
因此他们的眼睛明亮了，打开了，认出是耶稣。
And therefore their eyes were opened, and they recognized him.
我们真是盼望每一位弟兄姐妹也打开我们属灵的眼睛，我们的心门，来接受耶稣为我们的救主。
It is our hope that each one of us may open spiritual eyes and heart to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord.
愿福音第一章十二节说：“凡接待他，就是信他名的人，他就使他们成为做神的儿女。”
In John 1:12, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
啊，这个权柄就是神的大能力，使我们成为神的儿女。
Here, the power, it means that God's almighty power gives us the right to become children of God.
哥林多后书第五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
In 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ,The new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
于是就是我们在基督里成为一个新的人，我们脱去旧的自我，但最重要的就是去体会在主耶稣基督里面更丰盛的生命。
Here, the new creation has come. It means that we in Christ has been renewed.We have got rid of our old selves, and more importantly, we have received lives to fullness.
哥罗西书第二章第十节说，而你们跟耶稣连结，也得到了丰盛的生命。
In Colossians 2:10, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness.
在几年前麻省大学所举办的教育研习会当中 Dr. Ken Blanchard 将参加的人分成两组做了一个实验。
Several years ago, in a seminar for education in University of Massachusetts, Dr. Ken Blanchard conducted an experiment. In that experiment,He first divided all the attendants into groups of two.
首先两人站着，彼此来观察对方，然后背立。
He asked each person to take a careful look at his or her partner, and then turn around.
每个人做十个外表上的改变。
Then each person made 10 changes.In appearance,
然后注意对方做了什么改变。
And after that, note the difference made in his or her partner.
大家都做好了改变之后 ，Dr. Blanchard 问大家说：“你们有多少人在做改变的时候是拿掉自己的一些东西？”而你们当中有多少人是加上了一些东西作为改变
？After the experiment, Dr. Blanchard asked, "In changing your appearance, how many of you took off something from yourself, and how many of you added something to yourself?"
结果发现，在那一天参加会议的几百人当中，几乎大家都认为是改变，是将一些东西除去。
It turns out that among hundreds of attendants at that time, most of them took off something.
许多人将手表、眼镜、毛衣、鞋子、袜子等等拿掉。
They took off things such as watches, glasses, sweaters, shoes, and socks.
很少人是加上东西在身上。
Only a few of them added things to themselves.
在这个简单的调查当中，让我们发现一般人对改变的一个 很基本的态度就是我们大部分的人与生俱来一个害怕改变的心。
This simple query shows us that people's attitude toward change is that we are inherently afraid of making changes.
因为我们以为改变就是导致我们将失掉一些东西。
Because we think that changes will take away something from us.
所以当我们信靠耶稣的改变，不是我们失掉东西，在基督里面的改变，就是我们寻找到了生命。
In fact, when we trust in Jesus Christ and receive change, the change made in us bring us to life.
我们在基督里面生命的改变不是失去，乃是得着。
We gain life instead of lose life.
如果有人悔改信耶稣，如果他想到说信主耶稣基督的改变就是等于是失落损失了什么东西，他们就不敢追随。
When a person is about to make the decision to follow the Lord, he would hesitate if it comes to his mind that following the Lord means losing something.
其实信主并不是人生的失落，相反的是人生最大的得着。
In fact, believing in God is not a loss in life. In contrast, it is the greatest gain in life.
我们信靠神并不是失去了自我的认同，乃是找到了真我。
Trusting in God does not mean that we lose our identities. In contrast, it means that we have found our true identities.
约翰福音第十章第十节，耶稣说：“盗贼来，无非是要偷、要杀、要毁坏。我来的目的是要使他们得生命，而且是丰丰富富的生命。”
In John 10:10.The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
耶稣基督到世界上来，刚才经文提到说，不是像盗贼的来临使我们失落损失，他来乃是要赐给我们丰盛的生命。
Jesus did not come to this world to steal something from us.He came to give us life to the full.
马太福音第六章三十三节，耶稣说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。”
In Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
意思就是我们信靠神，我们的人生是一个 plus， 是一个加。
This means that we trust in God and this to us is a plus in our lives.
信靠神得着生命，而不是失去，不是失落了我们的生命。
Trust in God is to receive life and not to lose life.
所以我们不必惧怕接受耶稣基督为我们的救主，相反的，我们以喜乐的心来接受并经验在基督里面丰盛的生命。
So let us not be afraid to receive Jesus as our personal Savior. Instead, let us receive Him with joyful hearts and experience the abundant life in Christ.
最后我们对主一个新的认识。
The third messageA new understanding of the Lord.
再回到路加福音，在二十四章十五节说，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行。
In Luke 24:15, as they talk and discuss these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them.
当哥柳巴两位门徒在以马忤斯路上在谈话谈论的时候，这里说耶稣突然地来到他们当中，跟他们同行。
While Cleopas and the other disciples walking and talking on their way to Emmaus, Jesus suddenly came up to them and walked with them.
在二十四章三十一节说，耶稣突然不见了。
And in Luke 24:31, and he disappeared from their sight.
当两位门徒在吃饭的当中认出是耶稣的时候，耶稣突然的不见了。
At the moment the two disciples identified Jesus, Jesus just disappeared.
约翰福音第二十章十九节说，那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人，门都关了，而耶稣站在他们当中对他们说，愿你们平安。
In John 20:19, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leader, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
在二十章二十六节又说，过了八日，门徒又在屋里，多马和他们同在，门都关了。耶稣来站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。
And in John 20:26, a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you.
以上这些经文告诉我们说，耶稣可以忽然间就不见了，又忽然间也可以来到他们关着的门的里面。
Through all these verses, we see that Jesus is able to suddenly disappear, and he is also able to suddenly appear, even in a locked house.
耶稣在还没有被钉十字架之前，他受肉身的限制。
Before crucifixion, Jesus was constrained by his physical body.
但是当耶稣从死里复活之后，他不再受时空的控制了。
But the risen Jesus is not constrained by time and space.
他回到父那里去与神的联合，因此他也可以随时的临在在任何地方，不受限制。
Jesus went to God the Father and unites with God, and therefore he is able to appear anytime, any space without constraints.
启示录第一章十八节，主向使徒约翰启示说：“我是永存者。”我曾经死过，现在活着，而且永远活着。我掌握着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
In Revelation 1:18, I am the living one. I was dead, and now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
意思就是耶稣基督为我们世界上的人的罪被钉十字架，死后三天复活。
Jesus Christ was crucified for our sins and died and resurrected on the third day.
如今他是一位掌管着生死的主。
Now he is the Lord charging life and death.
他是一位永存的神。
He is the everlasting God.
他不受时空的控制。
He is not constrained by time and space.
今天他借着圣灵来跟我们永远的同在。
And through the Holy Spirit, he is with us forevermore.
所以我们在这里来庆祝耶稣基督的复活。
Today, let us celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
从经文这些记载当中，让我们知道今天也是一样，复活的主已经到我们当中来跟我们同在，在生活当中跟我们同行。
Today, through the scriptures, we know that the risen Lord was walking with us and is being with us.
盼望我们也都能够来接受复活的主作为我们的主。
Let us receive the risen Christ as the Lord, our Lord.
我们对主也一个新的认识，他不受时空的控制，他随时无论在什么地方，在什么时候，他是跟我们同在的一位神。
And we have a new understanding of the Lord.
我们一起祷告。
So let us pray.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你借着耶稣基督到世界上来，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Lovely Heavenly Father, we thank you that through Jesus Christ, you died for us for our sins.
并且他死后三天复活了。
And then resurrect in the third day.
成为我们的救主。
And become the Savior of every one of us.
求主你的圣灵来感动我们每一个人，在主你面前以欢喜、甘心、乐意的心来接受你为我们的救赎。
We ask you for your Holy Spirit to change us and to touch us, so that we may receive you as our Savior.
也恳求主你复活的灵，时常在我们当中跟我们同在，带领我们前面的路程。
And we pray that your living life, your living spiritual life, that is being with us and leading us.
我们在这里也为在世界各地被逼迫的基督徒祷告。
And here we also pray for the Christians all around the world that was being persecuted.
在埃及上个礼拜，许多的基督徒因逼迫丧失生命。
In Egypt, we see that last week many of the Christians were died because of the persecution.
求主你的和平还能够临到这个动乱的世界当中。
We ask for your peace to arrive at this world.
也求主你的圣灵在我们每天这些充满着许多问题挑战的生活当中，来跟我们同在，能够有主你来的平安。
And we ask for your Holy Spirit to guide us and lead us in our everyday life, and may your peace rule in our hearts.
将主你的平安呢赐给我们每个人。
Grant us your peace to every one of us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray, Amen.